Welcome back to the Bench Buzz. Coach Bench, how's it going this morning?
Going great.
Great. So you did go 1-1 last week, which is a step in the right direction, I think. 1-1 in a really close game with Cathedral, came down to a last layup shot by Shania, and they got a heave off, but didn't go down. So a great win there, and then went to Warren. Things didn't really go the way you wanted it to go. We'll talk about Cathedral first. What do you think went right in that game for you guys?
Well, it was a nice win against Cathedral. You know, every win right now is good, and hopefully a boost for us. It was the most points we'd scored all year, so offensively we were able to hit some shots and do some things well offensively. It wasn't a perfect game by any stretch of the imagination, but it came down to the end, and we were able to execute at the end for I think it's the first close game we've had all year, just pretty much the only close game we've had all year, and that we were able to execute in the last 20 seconds of the game made me feel really good.
It felt like the girls had less hesitation on shooting. Like, for the three, it felt like they got the ball and they went straight up with it if they felt like they were open for a millisecond. So I like to see that. I like to see a lot of the shots. And just, you know, at the end of the game, you did have to take your jacket off for a little bit there. What is it like for you as a coach in a close game like that? What are your feelings in that sort of environment?
Well, you know, I've been doing it for a little while, so only reason I took off the jacket, it was a little warm in there. So, but yeah, I mean, every minute, every circumstance we can be put in those kind of situations gives us experience for the future. So, as a coach, you know, I was happy to see that we were able to be in the game at the end, and that, you know, we hadn't. You know, we've run that offensive play. We knew what we were going to do, but we hadn't run it in that type of situation, that type of pressure. We didn't do it exactly right, but Shania made a heck of a play, and, you know, the girls executed, you know, ran it at the correct time. And for an inexperienced team, that says a lot.
Coach, Bryson Hill was on the call for that game, his first ever play-by-play game, and it was a game winner. That's a great game to call for Bryson. Bryson, how's that feel?
It was good. It was exhilarating. I feel like I had to scream in the mic because when Shania made the shot, the whole gym just exploded. So you can't really hear yourself. So I had to like almost talk really loud into that, and it was a great experience and a great first call. And that was an exciting game, a great first game to call. 62-60 was final score, I believe.
Correct.
So what are the keys in, like, perseverance? How do you, like, what's that conversation talk about? You made a last-minute shot and 1.7 seconds left on the clock. What does that conversation look like that, okay, just don't let him get a good look?
Well, I mean, Cathedral had the ball, so we had to get a defensive stop before we got it back. And when we got it back, I don't know exactly how much time, 20-some seconds or whatever, and so we knew at that point in time, being a tie game, we were going to win it at the end, or it was going to go into overtime. And then you always want to shoot the shot just a few seconds before, so you get an opportunity to get the offensive rebound if you miss the shot. And we got into the play at the correct time, and like I said, Shania made a heck of a play.
Absolutely. I also want to talk about when you guys got that ball back, like you were saying, there was about 30-ish seconds left. Was it always the plan just to, if you got the last possession, just to wear out the clock and just to make you guys have the last shot?
Yeah, it went something like this because Cathedral had been pressing us the whole game. I said, if they press us and we break the press and we have a layup, we're going to take it regardless. Mm-hmm. If they don't pressure us and we get it down and we have it, then we're going to go what we call double high, and we'll start running the play at about 10 seconds, and we'll get the last shot.
Absolutely.
A standout player from that game, other than Shania, was Ava Mann. She had an incredible game, went for 2 for 2 from three. What do you think helped her get to that success in that Cathedral game?
Ava played well in that game, and, I mean, we need Ava, well, we need everybody to play well, and that allowed us to have an opportunity to do it. So it was good to see her succeed. So you'd have to ask her, you know, if she did anything different or whatever. She, you know, made a good play and then, you know, had some confidence. And, you know, I don't know, but I thought Ava played very well that game.
Absolutely. And we can move to the Warren game a little bit of it was a loss, but I think there were some things you could look at that were really good. I mean, coming out strong out of the gates. Shania had 11 straight points for you guys. What's it feel like as a coach when you know a player is going ballistic like that?
Well, that was sort of at the beginning of the game. Offensively, we were doing some very good things, pushing the ball up. We knew that if we push it up, Shania would have some opportunities up the floor, and she finished and kept playing well. And, you know, that was the good part. The bad part was defensively we weren't doing what we were supposed to at the beginning of the game. I think we gave their best shooters looks. They made like 3 or 4 3-pointers in that time. And so it was a fairly close game because we were able to score, but they were able to score it well. And then it got to be where we really started doing some good things defensively and doing what we needed to defensively. But then offensively, we couldn't score. They went into a press, and we weren't doing what we needed to, and the zone. So the two things that we need to get better at, you know, they were able to do. So, it presented us for an opportunity to see what we need to get better at. And so we've had a couple of good practices, so hopefully we won't see that again.
Coach, moving off the Warren Central game, looking ahead at the game tomorrow against Southport. Southport has some good players. They have McMasters, which is their best player. She averages almost the whole game so far this season. They have a 6'2" player in Riley Hamilton. How do you plan on slowing down that attack that they have?
Well, McMasters is a Wayne Township player. She came up through Wayne Township. I didn't know her, but she came up through our system and then went to Southport, went to Decatur, now back to Southport. And she's a very good player. She does a good job, and a quality person, a quality player. So, you know, we're going to have to make it difficult for her to get the ball. And then, you know, they have a couple of big players inside. And so we're going to have to do things right defensively. And then I also know I'm pretty confident they're going to be sitting back in a zone, 3-2 zone, I imagine. So, you know, we got to execute and hit some shots against them.
Absolutely. This defensive game plan for this game tomorrow, is it are you going to just look to play your solid defense? Are you going to try to double McMasters and all the good players? Are you just – because you've had solid defense last couple of games, and are you just looking to implement that more this game?
Yeah, we've been working on some things defensively. And like you say, we've done a good job defensively, but there's a little bit more that we can do. We got to quit fouling so much. We reach when we're in position sometimes. And then, you know, our goal is to eventually to be an outstanding team. And there's still some things we need to do the way we react defensively. Once we get positioned to understand what we're taking away from them right away. So, yeah, we want to keep going in that direction. Like I said, we've been working on some things defensively, and also offensively we want to push the pace a little more. You saw it a little bit against Warren at the beginning of the game, but we're not consistently doing it. So, you know, they've taken the players have taken what we've given them and are trying to do it. Now let's see if we can. I see no reason we can't. I really want you guys to see what this team is going to be capable of doing in the future.
I think everybody wants to see that. We cannot wait to watch and see what you guys do against Southport. I'm super excited to see. So, Coach, have a great rest of your day. Thank you, Tyler Stout. Thank you, Bryson Hill, for being on here with me. This was the Bench Buzz.
Thank you.
Where it began, I can't begin to know.